Today's daf is Sanhedrin Yud Beis. We'll pick it up at the very bottom, last line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan. Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana B'Shnei Ra'afon. We don't make it an Ibra Yor, we add an Shana Mubaris, making a 13th month, an Adar Sheni, during a year of famine, because there's not enough food to eat. So if you're going to make it longer, you're not allowed to eat from the new Omer, the new crop, because it's an Isser of Chodosh. So by adding an extra month before Nisan, it's going to make it longer, so it's going to make it very difficult. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, v'ish bo mibal shalisho, v'yavi li'ish elu kim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sorim. So it's talking about Elisha, that it says in Malachim Beis, and this man came from the place called Baal Shlisha, and he brought to the Navi, he brought him Lechem Bikurim, right? Esrim Lechem Sorim, 20 loaves of barley. Okay, he says, give it out, and everyone's going to have something to eat. Ve'in lecha, kale b'chol eretz Yisrael, v'asha peroseha, yoisim b'al shlisha. There's no place that the fruit grows quicker than in the location of Baal Shlisha. I'm not sure exactly where that is located. I looked, could not find out exactly where that is in modern-day Israel. But afal pichein lo bikro el min echad. And nevertheless, even though of all things happened, you only got one out of the bikurim, so you only got one out of the seven. So shematom rachitim, it made you think that you got wheat. Talmud loimar sorim. No, it was only barley. Shematomer lifnei haomer, maybe it was only before the omer, but afterwards more was going to grow. So no, tamlom matein la'am v'yochelu, give it out to people so they can eat from it. So you see, from there's a heter to eat from the new crop that they'd already makriv the korban omer. So therefore, acher haomer hoya, it must have been when this happened after the korban omer had been brought that year. So emer me'ata. You can see from here, Rui Haisa Oyser Shanish Tizaber. That would have been a good year to make an ibriyor. Mipnei ma lo ibro. Elisha, so then why did Elisha not make it into a leap year? Sheshnas Bozeres Haisa, because it was a year of famine, there wasn't food there. Fahakol rots in the vase Hagronos, and everyone would have run there. So they say two different pshatim, either would have been a sakana, if everyone would have run there and they could have gotten hurt, or it could have led to a takola. Or a different pshatim in the Rishonim, the Yad Ramah brings as to what was going wrong and why they did not want to make it a leap year. Satan Rabbanon, we learned in a Raisa, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We don't make it into an extra leap year right before Rosh Hashanah. Fimi Brua Ein Muberes. And if you did do it, then B'diavad is no good. Aval B'nei Adchak Ma'abrin Oso Acha Rosh Hashanah Miyad. But if there's a pressing circumstances, then you can do it right after Rosh Hashanah. And nevertheless, and even though you're doing it in right after you decide it's going to happen by Rosh Hashanah, the only month that's actually added is Adar. Interesting that by Adar, you find that the mazel is dagim, right? So itself, it could have been dog, it could have been fish, but dagim is a plural, so there's a remez that they point out that you see there's a concept of increasing in Adar as well. Eni, is that really true? Meaning that you could do it, it has to be done after Rosh Hashanah, v'hashalchu le'ravas, there's a whole code. Zugba me'rakas, there was a group, a pair, actually, they came from Rakas, which is really Tveria, v'tofzu nesher, and the eagle caught them. So the eagle was a code for the Roman officials, either maybe pshat is that they used to dressed like that, they used to maybe worship the eagle. There was some connection to them, but this is the way that they were being referred to. Uviyadam devarim anase beluz, and they had with them things that were made in luz. So they want to ask, what's made in luz? My nihu tchelis b'suchus arachmin b'suchusam yotzu b'shalom. So they were able to get out. They had zuchuyos themselves, and also because of Shemaim, they were able to escape, and they didn't get harmed. V'amuse yirechi nachshon bikshu likboa nitziv echad. So this is like the next part of the coded message. So the child of Nachshon, right, which is Nachshon comes from Yehuda, right? So Yehuda's malchus. He tried to set up the nitziv, a pillar, meaning they wanted to add an extra month. V'hinuchem edomi halos, but the Edomi, the Romans, wouldn't let them do this. V'abalia sufos ne'afsu, but the balia sufos who gathered together, could be the Talmid Chachamim that gathered together all the Shmaitzes, all the Torahs. V'kovu lo nitziv echon b'yerech shemeis bo Aaron ha'kohen. And they set up a extra nitziv, a pillar, meaning an extra month, in the month that Aaron died, interesting to note that Aaron's Yord site was just last week. This week, Rosh Chodesh Av, that it's the only Yord site that actually has the date written in the Torah itself. It's the only Yord site you have that Aaron was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av. Rav Wilson explained once, based upon the Gemara in Brachos, I think Nun Ches, Lecha Hashem Hagadul Hagivur Vatifat Hanetzach VeHod Hod Zu Beis Hamigdash. So since Hod is the Beis Hamigdash, and that's Aaron. Aaron is the Inyan of Hod. He's the Kohen whose Avoda was the Avoda in the Beis Hamigdash. So that's in Rosh Chodesh contains everything that's going to happen in the subsequent month. So that's what he explained, that when Aaron is Nifter in the month of Av, which we find ourselves in right now, that's the simon for the churban that's going to take place of the Beis Hamikdash, because the hod of Aaron was Beis Hamikdash. So again, back to the Gemara, you see here that they made an extra month in Av. Chashuve mechashve. No, they decided that they made the cheshbon they were going to need to do it. V'glui lo mingal. They didn't actually reveal it until after it was Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that when you use the word nitziv, that's referring to a month? Dechziv is a pasuk by Shlomo Melachim Aleph. V'li Shlomo shneim oser nitzavim al kol Yisrael. He had the 12 pillars over all the officers over all the Jewish people. V'chilkul es hamelech es anoshav chodesh b'shana, and he provided for the melech and for all the people in this for 1 month in the year. Dechziv. No, there was one nitziv, there was only one officer. So what is it? Is there 12? Is there one? So Yehuda v'Rav Nachman machlokes. Chadamer echem emuna akulam. There was one who was in charge of everybody else. V'chadam, and the other opinion is no. Keneged chodesh ha'ibor. If there would have been a leap year and you would have needed a 13th officer, this was the guy who would fill that task. So we know that now we do have the set calendar. And the way the calendar is set up is a 19-year cycle, because the lunar year and the solar year are off by 11 days, right? 354 days in the lunar year, 365 and a quarter in the solar year. So now we have the set calendar. So in your Hebrew birthday and your English birthday will be on the same day every 19 years. And there's 19, and the 38, and the 57, and chule. So how does it work out? So the set pattern is within the 19-year cycle, so every 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th year will be a leap year. So that's, we know in advance, you could figure it out. They have books printed which will tell you, how long it's going to be like that. So with that being said, we continue with the next Bryce, Tan Rabbonin, Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana, Lo Mishana Lechaverta, V'lo Shiloshanim Zuacharzu. So we don't do 1 year for the next, and we don't do three in a row. Amr Bishim and Maisib Rebbe Akiva. Story happened with Rebbe Akiva. Hayachovish Beis Asurim. He was locked up. He was trapped in jail. And while he was in jail, the Iber Shiloshanim Zuacharzu. They did this. They made three consecutive years. So Amr Lo. So they said back to Bishim, "What? That's a raya? Bishim raya?" Beis din Yoshu v'kovu achas bizmona. No, it wasn't they just sat and did them, in a row. They're just not going to do three in a row. Each one sat and did it in its right time. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana, Lo b'Shvius, Lo b'Motzei Shvius. We don't do it during a Shemitah year, and we don't do it on a post-Shemitah year, Motzei Shvius, because there's not going to be food to eat. It's very difficult, to put this burden on the tzibur. Ein Masai Regin Labis, when do we do it? Erev Shvius. So Beis Rabban Gamliel Haima Abrim B'Motzei Shvius. No, but Rabban Gamliel Taka would actually do this on Motzei Shvius. Uve Plugta Dehani Tanoi. And this is the Machlokes in the Tanoim. Detanya. Eim Avin Yorok Michutzlaretz. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutzlaretz, because we'll see that there was a tumor that was declared in them. Rabba Seine Hitiru, but the Rabbonim allowed it. The rabbis allowed you to bring in produce from them. So, in other words, if you're not concerned, that there's going to be a lack of food because you just bring in from Chutz Laretz. So, my benayhu, what's the nafkamim between the two opinions? Amar b'yirmiya, choshishin legushehen ika benayhu. If we're concerned about there's clods of earth that would be there. Rashi says, five lines up from the bottom, choshishin legushayhu, shema yavi ima migush eretz ha'amim, shemitame be'ohel. So according to Rashi, the concern that when the Rabbanim put a tumma on the Chutz La'aretz, it's a tumas ohel that we're worried about. V'yatame taharos shel Eretz Yisrael. It's going to make everything the tame that was in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos quotes the Rashi. It's the second to last Tosfos on the daf. Choshen le'gishen. Pirush b'kuntris d'mitame ohel. It's going to be ohel. V'kasha. D'tanya meseches ohelos. We learned in ohelos. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Gush habo me'eretz ha'amim mitami b'magav ma'aseh avalova ohel. So Tosfos it's not he has a kasha on Rashi. The Mishnah is against that. The Mishnah says it's not ohel. It's ma'aseh maga, and that's what he says by the bottom. L'chein sorech lemer dehocha chayshin l'gushein. We are concerned with that, but a different shot. Not like Rashi said, not the ohel. Hainus says Tosfos shlo yitamu b'magav ma'aseh. That's the type of tuma that we were concerned about being brought in from Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Vayit in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashanah Mipnei HaTuma. We don't make it an extra year if everybody is Tamei in order to give them enough time that they can become Tohar before Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ma'abrin. No, Rabbi Yehuda says we would do this. And we have there's a story, a famous story. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm sorry, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'is v'Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, she'iber es Hashan mipnei hatuma. So Chizkiyah who did this, the rove of the Klal Yisrael was tameh, and he made an extra month in order to allow them time to prepare for the Pesach and not to bring the Pesach sheni. Upikish rachmi alatzu, and he had to daven for himself. Dechsiv the pasuk says, Divrei Hayom ki marbis ha'am rabas me'Ephraim u'Menashe Yisachar v'Zvulun. Velo hi tehoru amid beis ki achlu es haPesach below kikosuv ki hispalu chizkiyahu aleihem lemor Hashem hatov yechapir baad. So he was davening for himself, but Rabbi Shimon Omer im ipnei hatuma ibrua. If the reason why the beis din makes an extra month is because everybody was tamei, meaning they had a real reason for that, in Mu'beris. Right? So then that shouldn't be a problem then. Elmet bnei ma bikish rachim alatzmo. So what was Chizkiyahu so concerned about? Why was he davening for himself? Rabbi Shimon holds what he do is fine. She'ein ma'abrim ela Adar. No, you can do this, but it has to be done in the month of Adar. V'hu iber Nisan b'Nisan. But what Chizkiyahu did, he made it in the month of Nisan itself. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer mishum Rabbi Shimon mipnei shehishi es Yisroel lasos Pesach sheni. Because he wanted them to get to overlook regular Pesach and instead have them do the Pesach Sheni. Amar Ma Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'abrin. So Yehuda said that it does work. If the Beis Din did this because everyone was Tameh, then it is work. It is a good intercalculation. So Amma Islid Rabbi Yehuda Tuma Dechuya Hi Betzibur. So the Gemara says, big sugya, that Tuma is Dechuya Betzibur, that we push aside, that we there's a whole question, is it Tuma Chutra Betzibur, Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, discussion in the beginning of Maseches Yuma, Davov. So over here, they want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Dechuya. This is a fascinating discussion. It comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, like a person for Pikuach Nefesh, we know that you'll do whatever you have to. But when we say that we're Mechal Shabbos, is it a Hutra or is it a Dechuya? If it's a Hutra, that means it's totally Mutter, that it's not even Shabbos. So therefore, it's like a regular Wednesday. And therefore, on a regular Wednesday, when I'm driving to, I'm calling the ambulance, I'm calling Hatzalah, or I'm driving, I'm doing anything, I don't do a Shino, I just drive in my normal way. That'd be if it was Pikuach Nefesh was Hutra. If it's a Dechuya, so it's there, but it's pushed aside, so I still try to minimize any types of violations I'm doing. So I would use a shinui wherever possible. It's not going to endanger anybody. It's not going to slow down. It's not going to compromise the care of the patient. But that's the huge sugi by Hilchos Shabbos. But here also is a discussion. How do you view the tuma aspect of it? There's a tshuva that the Cheshuke Chemin quotes, or Zilberstein quotes about the Shavus Yaakov brings down. He's asked the following question. He says, Nisha kishyesh lo dalad minim kishem. The guy has a kosher set of dalad minim. However, v'im yamtin shau shatayim. If he's going an hour or two, yelo esrog muhuder yoiser no, he'll get even a better, he'll have a nice one will come along. Ha'im yamtin, should he wait? Oh, name knows. Yunamak even the mitzvahs. Oh, if it's better to do it right now. So what's the thing? Should he use it on the it's still kosher, but it's an inferior set. Should he wait and till he'll lose out on Zvizin, but he'll get a better one? So he says, no, there's two aspects here. There's one thing about delaying a mitzvah, and there's one thing of the concept of Zrizis. And he says, the difference would be if you're going to be able to do it still on the same day, right? If you're going to wait until the following day, that's called delaying it. But it's not an inyan of Zrizis if you're still going to be able to do it on the same day. So he writes, Motu lashos afilu zman meruba. So you could wait for it. And he brings a raya from our Gemara over here in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amud Beis. He also quotes, when we're on the topic, he quotes from later on in the Shulchan Aruch, discusses Kiddush HaChodesh. So many people had the meaning to wait till Motzei Shabbos because they're dressed in nicer clothing. Others wait till Motzei Shabbos because they don't want to violate the prohibition of dancing on Shabbos. And therefore, there's only two times, if Goldberg pointed out, there's only two times there's a halachic requirement to dance. He pointed out that dancing on Simchas Torah is a minhag, but the halach of dancing is, number one, is Ketz Merakim Lifnei Hakala, and the second time is by dancing by Kiddush Levana. So since Mikra Adin, one's not allowed to dance on Shabbos, so therefore, that's why some wait till Motzei Shabbos. But what would be the din? The Gra held that one should not necessarily wait for that. You should chaparayim, you should get the mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity. So there's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Many people wait. I think the prevalent minhag, I would say, is that people wait till do Kiddush Levona after Yom Kippur. However, the Gra says, no. Seres Mitzvah, you got to chaparayim, you got to get every mitzvah. I believe that was the practice of Dov Lifshitz Zatzal, that he would also be Mekadesh Levona within a Seres Mitzvah if the opportunity presented itself. But again, the whole idea that's not called a duchy. Okay, back to the Gemara of Ohatanya. Tzitz bein sheyesh no al mitzcho, bein sheyeno al mitzcho, meratze. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So when the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, whether it was on his forehead or not, it was mechaper. So therefore, they could be bringing it in the tumah. Rabbi Huda Omer no, oido al mitzcho meratze. While it's still on his forehead, that's when it was meratze. Ein oido al mitzcho, ein meratze. It's not the, it would not the, atone. Amr lo, Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yochiach. I'll bring you a raya from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. She'enu al mitzvah was on his forehead, meratzah, but nevertheless it was still meratzah. So don't you see from here that it doesn't matter whether it's on his head or not? Amr lo, Rabbi Huda says in his back, no, honoch Yom Kippur. Keep that separate. Why? She'tumah hut rabitzibur. Because he holds that the tumah is hut rabitzibur, and that's the machloikis. Ulatameich. L'tamech, so tamech, the way Rabbi Simon quoted from Rabbi Sabalovsky, l'tamech means you have a kasha on me, but that exact same kasha goes back onto your sheet as well. L'tamech, when you ask me a question, tikshiloch hagufa, it's problem itself. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda was one who held that you could be Ma'abrin, the make a shana meuberes due to tuma. For Om Rabbi Yehuda, ma'is v'chizki melech Yehuda she'iberes Hashanim ibn Hatuma, he did this because the Tuma, Bikesh Rachim Malatzmo, but then he had to daven for himself. So if he did it right, what's he davening for? According to your Shita, this is good, so why does he have to ask for Rachimim? El Chesri Mechzo V'Halchi Ketani, really something is missing. And this is how you have to learn it. Ein Ma'abrines Hashanim ibn Hatuma, Ve'im Ibrua Me'uberes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Me'uberes for Om Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's how you have to, you had it in. That you're not supposed to do it, but b'di'evid, it would work if you did. So that's why you have to do it. So you read like this. Rabbi Shimon would say, if you did do it because of the tumah, then it's mu'uberes. Hayne Tana Kama. So that's the exact same thing the Tana Kama says. Omarova lechatchila ikabe naihu. No. Is this the preferred course of action, or is this only after the fact? We have a brayse as a raya like this. A ma'abrin hashanah b'pnei tuma lechatchila. You should not do this lechatchila. Rabbi Shimon or ma'abrin? No, lechatchila. You could still do this. So that's the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds you could do this lechatchila. They hold no, it's only b'di'evin. El b'pnei ma'bikish rachim alat. So it's in taka again. Why did Chizkiyahu daven? She'ei ma'abrin el odor, because he did in the wrong time. You can do this lechatchila, but it has to be done in the right month, and he didn't. Hu iber nisan b'nisan. He did it already when it was Nisan. So Amr Mar Shein Varan Ela Odor Vuhu Iber Nisan B'Nisan Leis Leil Chizkiya HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Zeh Nisan. Ve'inach in Nisan. Doesn't Chizkiyahu have this drasha? So what did he make a mistake with? Sotah b'dishmul. He made a mistake with understanding what the way the Shmuel learns. The Amar Shmuel, Ein ma'abnes hashan b'yom shloshim shel Adar, however roy l'koyvu Nisan. So you can't do it on the 30th day of Adar because it could potentially become Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's what it was. Ve'ihu sovar, and Chizkiyahu held, he had hoi over roy lo amrinan. No, we don't say that that since it could become Nisan, you can't do it. I mean, Lamaisa, it's really still Adar. It's the 30th day of Adar, so therefore you could still do it. He held that was not a problem. So Tanya Nami Hochi, Eima Abnes Hashan b'yom Shloshim Shel Adar, hoi over roy l'kvon Nisan. Right? But the Braisa says that really we don't do it because it has the potential to become Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Meshum Reb Shimon Mipnei She Hishi Es Yisroel Lasois Pesach Sheni. No, the problem was that Chizkiyahu was davening, he was Mavakish Rachmim for himself because he says we can encourage the Klal Yisrael to keep the Pesach Sheni instead. Zehechi Dami, what's the case? Om Rav Ashi Kigon Shehai Yisrael Mechza Tmeim Mechza Tohorim. He had half and half. V'noshim Mashlimois L'Tohorim. Right, that the women, if you would, you know, would added them in, that would make them in the tahorim va'odfos alehim, and then they would have the tahorim would outnumber the tameim. Meikara Salvers originally thought Nashim Berishain Chova, women bringing Korban Pesach as a chiyuv to have miuta and tameim mutim midchu lePesach Sheni, and then the minority, the miut, they would be doichen, they would keep Pesach Sheni. With Sof Sof, in the end, he had a different svara. Noshim Barishan Rishus. Women on the first Pesach is only Rishus, the Havilhu Temeim Ruba. And therefore, if you didn't add them in, you had the Temeim is more. Veruba lo midche le Pesach Sheni. And then when you have the majority, you're not going to push them off until Pesach Sheni, because if you have the majority of people telling, then they would bring it. So then he made a mistake, and that's why he had a charata. Gufa, so we go back. Omer Shmuel, the statement of Shmuel that was what Chizkiyahu mistakenly misinterpreted. Ein ma'abrines hashan b'yom shloshim shel Adar. So we can't do this on the 30th day. Hoi over roy l'kvon Nisan, because it could be the first of Nisan. Ibrua, but if they did do it already, and it's just to speak it out, they went through all of Adar, they kept Purim already, and now, oh my goodness, this is not really the real Adar, because we always make, if there is a leap year, so we always make Adar, Purim in Adar Beis, because we want to be, have a smicha of the Geula of Purim with the Geula of Pesach. So what if they did this already, now they remai. So Amu'ula Eimekajinus Achodesh. Eimekajinus Achodesh, what does that mean? You've already set it up. So Rashi learns about 10, 12 lines up of before it gets wide, in mekadshes a chodesh. What do you do? Lomer mekudesh shu adar sheni. You don't say this. You don't say it. The cave and the roy likvo nisan. Right, since this could be the first of Nisan, Karina bay zen Nisan ve'in achin Nisan ele shaski. You have to be quiet. Just you don't say anything. V'chimati reish yarchel achrina mekadshi leil nisan. Right, that's the way Rashi learns. Rashi says that you don't do anything. You just stay quiet. So the Yad Ramah quotes this Rashi, and he doesn't like it so much. And he quotes a different pshat. Right, ikin v'saimin be the haynu taima de ein mekadshin es achodesh lo havi yarcha ba'atpe nafshe. Kave the royal kvon nisan igle milsa the mafreya the maliel lil shloshim ikve le l'shem nisan ella shetkinu avdinu le yarcha aricha bar shisin yomin. No, says the Yad Ramah, you're going to make one long 60-day month. So he quotes and says, this is ridiculous. Ein kedai ledachtik bo. It's not even worth talking about. He quotes it, but it's not worth talking about. Tlo ashkan yarcha tfei mitlosin yomin. We don't find any months that are longer than 30 days. Vehechit isuk adaitan tla avid yarcha bar shisin yomin. How could you even think to do such a thing? How could you even think to have a 60-day month? Ein mekadshinus achodesh. Okay, the Gemara says, Kidshu mai, but if they did do it, what's the din? So Amar Rava batel ha'ibur. So it's no, the whole ibur is now no good. Reb Nachman Omer me'ubar u'mekudash. He says no. He argues. Says it is a good ibur shana, and it is mekudash because they, you know, it's not haba hatalia. It would work. Omer le'Rav le'Rav Nachman michti mipuri lepischa tlosin yomenavu. From Purim to Pesach is 30 days. And we know that we started on Purim to start learning Hilchos Pesach, right? That's the opening halacha in Hilchos Pesach. Tough chavtes that you start learning it. D'tanya sholem b'Hilchos Pesach kodem Pesach shloshim yom. So you have to learn it 30 days. So what's going to be now? They've started learning the halachas 30 days, and now they're gonna. Well, no, you're wrong. You messed up. So Bishim ben Gamli Olamer Shtei Shabbos. So he holds it's 2 weeks before, and V'chimata Reish Yarcha Merachigin Lei. So people are gonna. They're not gonna take it seriously. Also, Bzuz Bechometz are gonna think, oh no, you know, you just make up things as you go along. You guys don't know what you're doing. So Amar Lei, no, Rav Nachman says back to Rav, Meida Yediya Deshata Barta Bechushban Atal Yamilsa. Everybody knows that you have to make a cheshbon and figure out exactly when is the Rosh Chodesh going to be. When is it going to be? Amrin, the people say, Chushban Ahu Delaslik Lahu L'Rabbonin Ad Hashta. No, they didn't figure it out. They didn't finish it. They're not going to come to take chametz lightly and think, oh, you're just making it. You add a month here, you take off a month. They realize that it's a lot that goes into it, and therefore, that's why they're not going to come to take the chametz lightly, and therefore, you can, in fact, do this. So this is a discussion the Gemara has in Pesachim also, and in here, about this whole idea of learning Shon Hilchos Pesach, Kodom Pesach Shloshim Yom. So there's a beautiful Bir Halacha here, who's trying to reconcile different Gemaras, because we have here that says you learn it 30 days beforehand, and yet there's a Gemara at the very end of Megillah that says, no, you learn Hilchos Chag Bechag, you're supposed to learn on the day itself. So which is it? Is it 30 days before, or is it the day itself? So the Beis Yosef wants to give a pshat that it might be it's a difference which Yom Tov we're talking about. You know, it's Pesach. Yeah, Pesach is a lot to do. Hagalas Kelim and Chometz and Bittel, Badika. You got to learn all the halachas, so that would need 30 days. But for all the other Yom Tovim, that you don't need 30 days in advance to learn it. So therefore, that's really enough to be learning on the day itself. According to Gra, he takes this a little bit further and says, not just Pesach, but for Pesach and Sukkos. Sukkos also, you have Dalet Minim, you have a lot of complicated halachas can come up in terms of is the sukkah kosher or not? You know, dofin akuma, good ask. Okay, so you have a lot of halachas. You have to learn that as well. So the Gra would say that it's both Pesach and Sukkos. You would learn 30 days in advance, and then like okay, so Shavuos already is a Yom Tov. So you just yichazer that. I think it's just like Rosh Chodesh, Sivan would be enough to get it. And that's how he resolves with the apparent contradiction, whether it's 30 days or the day of. 30 days is Pesach and Sukkos, and Shavuos is the is the Boba Yom. The Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he has a different understanding of how to work out the two Gemaras. So he learns that it depends whether what are you learning? Are you learning Halacha or are you learning Agada? Halacha, so you have to give a shiur, you have to learn the halachas. Okay, so 30 days in advance, you have to learn that. But on the day itself, to tap into the koach, to the energy, to the spiritual message of the day, that you learn the Agadas, you learn all the On the Yom Tov itself, you learn, you know, what's real cheres on Pesach. What does it mean Kabbalah Satoris? That's what you learn on Shavuos. What does it mean to have real Simcha? That's what you learn on Sukkos as well. In the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, he quotes from the Pnei Yeshua as Medayik from Metosis. What would be the din about other Yom Tovim as well? So he says, "Midivrei Tosfos in Megillah Daled Amud Aleph." He says, "Shenohig din ze gam behem nekosav shlefize me Rosh Chodesh Elul." Starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul, tzarech lidrosh mehilchas Rosh Hashanah. You should start learning Hilchas Rosh Hashanah 30 days in advance. Umites Elul mehilchas Yom Kippurim, and 30 days from Yom Kippur you should start learning. Umiyudal Elul mehilchas Chag Hasukkah. So you start learning Sukkos halachas from the 14th in Elul. right? He does. He's amazed as Pnei Yeshua that we don't do this as well. But it's a good reminder to ourselves, as now we're always trying to get the most out of each Yom Tov. And the greatest advice that the Chazal give us in order to appreciate and get the most out of it is to, in fact, prepare by learning the halachas in advance. Okay, well, we'll stop here for today.